Okay, so we want to talk about the Fun Festival, a festival that is happening in March here in Tel Aviv. Maybe, Jackie, first you can tell me what is the Fun Festival in a few words.
The Fun Festival is a platform that is a free independent platform that allows fans and creators and people coming from obscure or what do you call it, outsider art, to come and show their fanzines and their art and whatever they're doing, because also people come and read poetry or show like physical work, bodies of art, works of art, and it's free for to participate and also for the public to come. So that's it, basically it's just a free cultural event DIY.
So it's a fanzine festival, and is there any special focus? Because fanzine is something that's very has a wide spectrum. Is there focus for Israeli fanzine scene, or is it international, or any special focus?
Well, the fanzine creators here are very few, and it's not on a very wide scale like we know it from other places, like in the US or some kind or places in Europe. But a lot of stuff here is more graphic novels, comedy, ironic jokes, etc. A lot of teenagers participate. You have to understand that there is something that happens here, like the teenagers that coming out from the art schools or from wherever who are doing zines at some point do usually go to the army, so they don't always create afterwards. And some, a lot of art school, like college students or art school students who are in their 20s are revealed first time to zine. So it's really like, it's kind of diverse, but in a very narrow way. It's like what looks good or what's funny. But we've seen other years here that it was more like political and more textual kind of writing, but that kind of changed about 20 years ago.
So for me, it's interesting, to talk about maybe the fanzine scene in Israel, because when I was here in Tel Aviv and also in Haifa, when I went into record stores, they mostly have also fanzines there. In Germany, there are also fanzines, but you especially have to search for it. You won't find it easily. Mm-hmm. How is it in Israel? You already told that it's a small scene, but do you think that fanzines have a special function here, or are focused in a special way here in Israel?
I do feel that it is special here because it's not very common. So you have people who really at the first time meet this format in their 20s, and they fall in love with it, and they really take it like as a personal project, like a real personal project that they focus on. Some people make a couple of issues of their zines here, and some of it has started to be also like cultural themes that are not political but are cultural, and a bit of Texas coming out. But yeah, so I do think it's kind of a special thing here. It's not common. Everything here that's not common, it's kind of like there's a hype around it.
So in March there will be this festival here in Tel Aviv, but what can I imagine when I hear about this festival? Because fanzines and festivals, so I think there will be bands, this is something you told, but what will there else, what will happen in this festival?
Okay, so we're going to use the central station of Tel Aviv as where we do the festival. Now, I do recommend whoever wants to see this very, very obscure, strange and complicated central station for buses, I recommend to peek into what's going on in the central station Tel Aviv, because it's the biggest, one of the biggest in the world, and it's nearly empty. So we're looking at coming to a very strange and a bit scary place and getting lost in a very, very large building, and then finding yourself in the midst of something that's between a rave and a performance and a expo and a zine fest. And usually it's a couple of hours where people just open their tables, and it's a whole chaos and a whole labyrinth of tables with different kinds of stuff, from t-shirts to posters to comics to political stuff to teenagers writing their first publications and people who are more experienced or more based in their work. So you have this mishmash of all that, and in the midst of that you have walking megaphones shouting out poetry or naked people doing performances or someone teaching Tai Chi while listening to techno, and at the same time you'll see like electronic shows or solo projects, and basically anything can happen. that's how it kind of works. So yeah, expect the worst, but in the best way.
So the special thing in this year in the Fun Festival is that there's an anniversary. I don't know if it's the 10th or the 20th.
The 10th. I mean, it's the 10th year that we've been working, or the 10th official festival, but we've done more things upon that. So we're kind of at this point where we just want to... We're going to do some special stuff this year, and we're thinking about working on a book or maybe also a film at the same time. But yeah, we're going to celebrate 10 years of doing workshops and festivals and chaos. And we're going to invite people to interview them about whatever their opinion or feelings or connection is to zines, and also to like independent, non-profitable culture. So each one we'll start interviewing people, maybe for the book, and we'll do a film probably. I don't know.
So 10 years Fun Festival, this could also be a reason to look back. I don't know if you are a member of the crew since the first time, but maybe you remember how it started. Was maybe an initial moment, or how did it start? Do you know?
Okay, well, because you have actually met, I'm the person who invented the idea.
Okay.
Here in Tel Aviv. So it started from a very dark period here, where the only information center or info shop that we had, that was called Salon Mazal, it means Mazal's Salon, closed in 2010, if I'm not mistaken. And at this point, there was a lot of things going on, from my perspective, in the state. This is 2010. There was also the Anarchists Against the Wall movement, which was at its peak. And at the same time, they were blacklisting lots of human rights and left-wing political groups, non-political, like not party groups, but NGOs. And people were starting to be invited to be interrogated by the Shabak and the police for their activities. And there was a lot of targeting about funding when it came to funding of groups and activities from foreign foundations and also from local foundations. It's not exactly deterioration, but there was a sense of that they were winning and we were losing. And we started to break apart also as a movement or as groups. People felt that it's becoming stuck, and people went into debt, especially with the information center. It went into deep debt, and we had to sell off the whole library collection, which was a very rare collection for this region. There were lots of stuff that came from overseas about things that there's not a lot of information about here when it has to do with if it's gender, if it's race, like black power, gender associated themes or politics, anarchism in theory, Buddhism, all sorts of stuff. So it was a moment where I was part of the information center. I was very worried about what was going on, because I also saw that people stopped writing. Like, there was no opinions coming out in print, only on the internet, again, in places like Facebook. And independent media was something that was kind of disappearing. So I went into this mode of I became really worried, and I tried to ask people if they want to do a festival for fanzines, because I felt there was less and less fanzines, and everyone was like, what, fanzines are dead, what are you talking about, and such. And then I met Yossi, who is my partner in the festival, and he brought along other people who they were really enthusiastic about the idea, and he himself started to have his own publication, which is called The Paper Channel, and it was also in print and also on the internet. And it was like very short scripts, usually translations of like interesting texts, like the first was the Chief Seata's speaking in Washington. And then we did, yes, after like two zines, he did like Hakim Bey, like a very small Hakim Bey article. It was called For and Against Interpretation, I think. And I said, okay, good. You're into it. Your stuff is happening. You're happening. You're in. Let's do it. And then it was just like a series of things that happened that we said, okay, we have no money. We're not going to get any money. Fuck money. All we need is just people and stuff. And we just did an open call and for the first time. And we didn't know what to expect. And then we had like 10 hours of shows and people showing art and doing like theater and everything had like a punch to it or a point, or it was like non-conformist stuff, and it just worked. And after seeing that working again, and we asked the Central Station to just use their place because it's so big, and they said, okay, no problem, you know, it's good for the businesses to have like a festival or something, which is not exactly a business-oriented festival, but yeah, it was like good and fun, and it just worked. And they said, okay, if this is working, let's do another one and another one and another one, and this is how it's growing all the time. So yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you look back, would you say that there are changes when you think about your fun activities and the festival itself? Are there changes since 10 years?
Yeah, definitely changes, because you know, we came to it like we didn't have any experience. We're not producers or anything. We're not curators. We're nothing. We're just people who like aware and conscious and just want to give back, and we're just learning all constantly, like what works, what doesn't work, how does it work, how does money work, how working without money works, how can you go around different systems. So it's just always a constant trial and error process. There's kind of Beyonce said, don't let your success go to your head and neither your failures get into your heart, or something like that. So it's like this, it's just like, you know, whatever works, we're happy, and what doesn't work, we're like, okay, so we won't do this next time, or, and we've tried a lot of fucked up shit, so it was in the end just trial and error.
The change is the best thing, otherwise you're dead and stagnant, so change is very important. But no, I think it's a good thing to make a mistake here and there, hopefully less with people, more with just, you know, logistics or things that only we feel the replication. But yeah, we also make mistakes with people sometimes, and that's the hardest part of like doing things in kind of in a blind manner, because sometimes here, for example, two festivals ago, I think it was one festival ago, the whole thing got cancelled, like the structure, the place where it was supposed to be the event got cancelled, like a couple of hours before what was supposed to start. So we kind of did this like, I don't know, pirate festival again in the Central Station, because we were trying to get out of there for change. So yeah, people, like for example, some of the shows got cancelled because they didn't have a place to shoot. There was no like there was no place to perform, there was no staff, there was like, you know, so yeah, so sometimes like mistakes are good, but also like they hurt some people also on the way, but we try to avoid that as possible.
So maybe as a last question, I was wondering about the title Fun Fun Festival. So I'm sure that the people will have fun there when they are going to the Fun Fun Festival. But is there any special meaning by it?
Well, we didn't know what to call the festival, so we called it the Super Happy Fun Fun Festival. And somewhere in that there was also you have national. So it was like not anti-national, but like over the nationality festival, and we were trying to find like how it'd be funny and weird and meaning a lot but not saying nothing. And again, we didn't know what to expect. We just did an open call for the first time, so it was like, it's just super happy fun fanzine festival, and we're dyslexic, so we thought fun and fanzine would be at the same beginning, but then we realized that it's not written the same, so so that's how it started. But each time we get a weird title, like the first was this game, you know, scissor paper rock, I think, and the second was Sketches of Ideas, Not Something Concrete, was the whole name for the festival. And there was a manifest festival we did, which different independent places in Tel Aviv wrote a manifesto for their place, and it could have been really anything. Some gave a song, some gave us their own manifesto. Punk places said everything was broken, that was the manifesto, and everything they need to fix.
I don't know, there were so many ideas in that one. And then we started doing festivals also during the elections in Israel. So we always used to use that also as a theme, you know, and always like, that was a good reason to like point out the politicians how rotten they are and how everything's like, you know, weird and pointless when it comes to the elections themselves. But us, the people, we can always do stuff and get organized and make festivals of like independent culture and art. So yeah, it's like we're not too sure what the name is, and I kind of forced us 2 years ago to go with like the simple name of the fanzine festival in Hebrew and also in English, so we'll be generic also, so people can find us actually, but we don't really have a cool name that is for clear reason.
So maybe you like to invite the people to the festival this year, and maybe also the people who are listening to the interview in Germany. What do they have to expect in this year?
Okay, so we're doing it in April. We're doing the festival in April. We're doing two, one in Tel Aviv, hopefully in the central bus station again, and also one hopefully in Jerusalem in a building, it's called the Klal building. And we're on Facebook, we put an open call, it's going out in about a week or two, hopefully also in English, usually we try to do it. So we're going to put an open call, and the theme of this festival is, I don't know how you call it, when you like really put yourself down, you know, like get naked and smear yourself in jelly, something like that, like really like something low. So it's going to be a really low kind of festival thematically. And again, it's around the time of the, well, it'll be post-elections, but we'll hopefully have another round of elections soon, so we can do another festival for that. And you can find us on Facebook, on the Fanfan Festival, on the Fanfan Fanzine Festival, and you can join us or visit us or send us stuff, and we'll do our best we can for you. Any artists, any people who are putting out music or fanzines are more than welcome to come and participate in this festival in April. I think we're talking about the second and the last week of April also.